Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! It's my show!
Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. La la la. Yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
It's summer vacation, Deontay.
Woohoo!
I know you've been looking forward to this so much.
Oh, man. This school year is such a beatdown. And I remember years ago, I had a friend who I babysat for, and she's 10 years older than I am. And I remember always telling her, like, aren't you excited when they go back to school? And she would always tell me, no, the school year sucks. It does, because you're constantly scheduled. You've got homework and signed papers, and everybody has to be somewhere, and you have to be on a schedule and get up and go to bed and all that good stuff. And now that I have kids, I totally understand. And as much as my kids can make me nuts being home with me all day since I work from home, it is much worse during the school year.
What do you do with them for so many hours of so many days?
Well, and it just depends. And I am a person who does not do the heavily scheduled summer. And I understand parents who work full time outside the home and they have to have daycare or you know, childcare or whatever that is. So I understand those parents who have to find camps or whatever, because daycare is really, really expensive.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's
and
crazy.
Those camps can be very expensive, too. But for me, I just... if I have to do that during the summer as well, it's just like the school year for me. So
it's
exhausting. So I get up in the morning still at the crack of dawn. I go work out. I come home. And so my goal is to try and get all of my work stuff done by about noon.
Right.
And then we have the afternoon to just do whatever. We can hang out and, you know, go swimming or hang out at the house and watch TV, or we can go to the museum or play dates or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would much rather just have a low-key summer and not have to have stuff scheduled.
I get that.
They kind of do their own thing. I mean, they get up in the morning and they, I try to keep them up not late, but normally during the school year, we shoot for somewhere around 8:30.
Uh-huh.
During the summer, it's like 9:30, 10, maybe a little earlier if they're really getting on my nerves.
Right. So they sleep in some?
Yeah, a little bit. And then they can kind of get up and mill around. I have a rule about no TV before 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And the reason for that rule is I realized last year that the kids were getting up, especially Miles, would get up at 7 o'clock in the morning just so he could watch TV.
Well, that's private time with the TV set.
Yeah, no.
And then there's no fighting over who's watching what when, and peaceful.
Yeah, but then he ends up watching TV the entire day. So he watches TV from, you know, 7 to 10 whenever whoever else gets up, and then it's too much. And I'm not a hardcore schedule person about only an hour of TV or an hour of screen time, or it's more like you've been watching TV for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do something else or take a break from blah, blah, blah. So the morning is probably more TV time, and then the afternoon is more do something else time.
Uh-huh.
And when I make them turn off the TV or whatever, they figure out stuff to do. We've got games and toys, and they run around the house and bonk each other in the head with swords.
So you're not one that hears, Mom, I'm bored 8,000 times a day?
Not really. My kids are pretty good about not doing the bored thing.
Uh-huh.
Because mostly I just yell at them if they tell me that.
Okay.
So they're pretty good about figuring out how to entertain themselves.
I think it's such a struggle. And I've realized this lately because I've been watching both Ben, my 7-month-old nephew, and my 3.5-year-old nephew.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going back to my apartment. And I mean, if you look at a video or a picture from my apartment, it looks like it is nothing more than a storage unit for toys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, legitimately, my dining room is all toys. The wall against my bar, all toys. My living room, toys. I mean, there's toys everywhere, and I still don't know exactly what I'm going to do to entertain Jake for however many hours and take care of the baby. Like, I don't understand how parents do it.
Yeah, it's harder at that age because they can't really entertain themselves.
Right.
Jake is probably getting close to that age. Jude is really good about playing alone for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
He is good about, if I tell him he can't watch TV, he'll go into the playroom and make, you know, build something with Legos, or he figures out what to do on his own. But with a 7-month-old, you can't just leave him to his own devices to figure out what to do. So you have to be more interactive. That stage is really hard.
I'm trying.
It's really hard, especially when you have more than one that are in that age. We've finally gotten over that hump where everybody is kind of self-sufficient. Even Jude can go into the kitchen and get himself a snack. He wants me to help him, but he can do it on his own. That's a tough age. I remember that very well, and it feels like you're never going to get past it, especially when you do it day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like you're never going to be able to go anywhere without packing 100 things, or the time it takes to put everybody in the car and out of the car. And
yes, it is a struggle because I live on the third floor at my apartment complex. I chose that. It is not the cheapest floor by any means. Mm-hmm. I wanted it because I don't like hearing the people above me. And so, and I also moved into an apartment complex that doesn't have an elevator, which I didn't think was a big deal because in my old apartment, the elevator never worked most of the time. But then again, I lived on the first floor. So if I needed to stop and unload stuff and then park my car, I could. But the other day, I picked up the boys, and Ben was sleepy. Jake, I thought he was wide awake. So we're driving, and I got to stop and get him lunch. And while I'm sitting there waiting, he passes out. And I'm kind of begging him, Jake, please stay awake. We are right by my apartment. Please don't go to sleep. I can't carry you and your brother at the same time up three flights of stairs. Please stay awake. And Ben's looking around and he's fine. And then Jake, next thing I know, he's got that head bent over, passed out thing going on. And so we get to my apartment and I'm poking at him and I'm kind of shaking his arm a little bit. And I'm like, Jake, wake up. And he's not doing it. And I felt horrible because normally I would just pick him up and carry him.
Right.
Because I don't usually take Ben to my apartment with me. But this time I had to make a choice. And what I got him out of his car seat, and he was still half asleep, but I just put him on his feet and prayed to God he didn't fall over. And thank the Lord he did not. But it's really, really tough.
It is.
And my car is just as bad as my apartment. The back seat is two car seats. Then in my passenger seat, I have one of those noggle things.
Oh, yeah.
That my sister ordered
for
me.
To put the air in the back seat.
Yeah. So if you're going to sit in my passenger seat, I have to disconnect the noggle. Or you can just put it in your lap or whatever. I mean, my car, the back part is a stroller, big jogging stroller. So my life is dedicated to children that aren't mine. And I can't even understand how to do it all.
It is. It's a lot. You'll get there. I think that for me, the struggle now is trying to figure out the balance of having a low-key summer and also not having a summer where they do absolutely nothing.
Well, maybe you can just do maybe a week of camp for each of them or something, and then...
Yeah, but I still want them to... So the biggest struggle is really Sydney. So Miles is pretty low-key. He's a go-with-the-flow kid. If I sign him up for something, as long as he's doing something with a friend... He's pretty good to go.
And how old is he?
He's 8.
Okay.
I just signed him up for basketball. He's doing a camp this week. It's like a boot camp for kids, kind of like a workout boot camp for kids.
That's
he's doing that with some friends from school. He signed up for basketball, so that's going to start soon. So he's pretty good about doing whatever. Jude is still too young, so he kind of just, you know, goes with the flow. But Sydney is the game changer, because pretty much all she wants to do is hang out with her friends, read, and watch TV.
That's easy.
Except I don't want her to just lay around and do nothing. I mean, I know I don't want her to have something scheduled every single day of the week, but she's also at that age where I feel like she kind of needs to find her niche a little more.
Her niche.
Niche.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't you let her start a book club or something and invite her friends over once a week to talk about the book?
Well, she kind of already does that.
Okay, I mean, never
she
mind.
And her friends read a book. She reads a ton, which is great.
Yeah.
She reads a ton. But I also want her to be active. And I think part of it is because of the three, she's probably the most athletic, naturally athletic. And she is playing indoor soccer. So that's something. And she has a very, very busy schedule during the school year. She is in Girl Scouts. She plays a sport. She's in choir. She dances. So she has a very busy school year. But how do you determine? There are things that I want her to try, at least, to see if she is good at them or to see if she has an interest. And pretty much her answer to everything is no.
Well, why not just let her focus on the things that you know that she loves and the things that you know that she enjoys and the things that she's good at,
well,
and get even better at that stuff instead of spreading her thin on stuff that could be hit or miss?
Well, I'm fine with that. But as she gets older, she'll have to try more things. So like when you get into junior high, to go into athletics, you pretty much have to play all three sports.
Okay.
Volleyball, basketball, run track. They have soccer in middle school for her. So those are available. But I know what's going to end up happening is if she goes into PE, which I keep trying to tell her, nobody wants to go to PE. Like PE is the dregs of society. So if you're capable of doing athletics, athletics is where you want to be. Oh, no, she doesn't want to do that. I'm not going to. She's very adamant about I'm not playing volleyball.
No.
And I'm not playing basketball. And it's just frustrating. She likes to sing. She's in choir. Mm-hmm. I would love for her to take a couple of vocal lessons, some private vocal lessons to kind of, you know, just kind of fine tune and see where she is. No, she doesn't want to do that. We just recently got a piano that someone gave us. She kind of wants to play piano, but not really sure about lessons. She wants to learn how to do a back handspring, but she doesn't really want to take gymnastics. I'm like, you can't. And for me, again, I don't feel like I need to put her in something every single day of the week.
Huh.
But I would like for her to try.
Sounds like you do.
But I don't want, I mean, I just want her to see. I don't know.
Does she have a best friend that's into any of that stuff?
She has friends that do all kinds of things.
Okay, well, tell her, pick a friend and enroll her in the same stuff.
That's the thing. She doesn't want to. So where do I find, that's the thing. So that's my question. Where do I decide which things she just has to try at least? I mean, I'm not going to force her to play volleyball in a select league if she hates it.
That's good.
But I would like her to try because she's never played volleyball
before.
Well,
then just let her do it. If she's going to do it, she's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You said that they have to do it in middle school, didn't you?
Well, what happens, I have a friend who coaches middle school, and she says what happens is if your kid moves into PE and they see that they have athletic ability, they move them into athletics.
Isn't PE required, though?
Yes.
Okay, so
PE
she's...
PE or athletics.
She's going to... I think you're thinking about this way too much.
Am I?
Yeah. She doesn't have to pick her major now.
No,
that's a conversation that we've had on your behalf.
That's true.
Let her be a kid. There's nothing wrong with being a mouth-breathing kid for a couple months out of the year. And she's reading and she's hanging out with friends, so she's still keeping her mind going and she's being social and watching TV. I mean, she's still doing plenty.
Okay.
Don't push it.
Okay.
Save yourself the money.
That's true.
Save yourself the time. Save yourself the trips taking her, picking her up, the meltdowns, whatever might happen, and just let her be a kid.
You're probably right.
I know I'm right.
Of course.
I think back to summers. Look how good I turned out. And
amazing.
I never really did much of anything outside of debate camp.
But do you wish your parents had made you do more activities or try different things?
Well, if they had, I might not be the amazing person that I am now. So I'm not going to dwell on coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Uh-huh.
I wish just for the sake of not being the fat kid,
mm-hmm.
that I would have done more.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as my happiness and all that stuff goes, mm-hmm. I was whatever. I didn't care.
But do you think from a skill standpoint, do you wish you had taken voice lessons or learned to play piano?
I was in choir and show choir.
And you are an amazing singer.
Something happened between eighth grade and ninth grade year. My voice changed or something. I don't know what happened. But when I graduated high school and started working on this show, it was brought to my attention that I couldn't sing. Now, I don't know how I made it through choir and show choir if I really couldn't sing. In fact, I remember somebody telling me that I just didn't sing loud enough. I sang good, just not loud enough. So I don't know what happened, but I had that skill before.
Well, then clearly she is set for the future.
I mean, I think so. I think you're doing a good job and you should just not make so many things issues when it's not necessary.
Okay. I'm going to let this one go then. You know, it's hard for me to do.
I know it is, but you can do it.
I'm going to let this one go.
Good choice.
And if next year she turns out to be just a big fat slug who does nothing,
It's going to be all your fault.
I'll take that blame.
Okay.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.